2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Four people are in the hospital this morning after a crash in a car into a sidewalk where they were standing.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Yeah, Amanda, one of those people sent to the hospital is just a one-year-old baby. This crash happened last night on 33rd South and West Temple. Police say a GMC truck was turning northbound when it crashed into a car going just westbound. That sent the Volvo into the sidewalk where a man, a woman, and a one-year-old were standing at the crosswalk. Larry Kenny says he saw that Volvo jump onto the sidewalk.
Just a big commotion, seeing the car go over onto the sidewalk and seeing a bunch of people running over to the mother, the baby, and the father.
Those three and the truck driver were all taken to the hospital in critical condition. Another person was treated for injuries at the scene. Of course, police are continuing to investigate. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories is our eyes are on Georgia this morning as the state holds its Republican primary, which has split voters between the former president and the former vice president. ABC's Mark Remillard explains.
Ahead of Georgia's primary on Tuesday, former President Trump and his former second-in-command Mike Pence are on opposite sides of the campaign trail. Former Vice President Pence campaigning for incumbent Governor Brian Kemp.
I am here to support Brian Kemp.
While Trump is backing challenger David Perdue.
It's something that we have to win. We want to win.
Trump blames Kemp for costing him the 2020 election. In audio, Trump could be heard pressuring Kemp to find him 11,000 votes to win the state, something Kemp refused. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Strong words this morning from the president of the European Commission, who is directly addressing Russia's invasion in Ukraine.
Ukraine must win this war. And Putin's aggression must be a strategic failure.
Ursula von der Leyen spoke at the Davos World Economic Forum, saying for the first time in history, the Commission is providing military aid to a country under attack, and they intend to mobilize their full economic power to help Ukraine win.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Summer is still a few weeks away, but fire season is already here. Another issue is paying firefighters enough to keep them on the job. KSL News Radio's Jill Adler reports.
Utah's firefighters got a long-awaited wage increase last year, but most fire departments around the state are still struggling to staff up.
Right now, would I like to have those employees? Yes. And we're going to keep doing what we can to see if we can hire them. But if we haven't got them by now, we probably won't, because most of the fire positions are usually filled by early spring. We'll just make do with what we have and do our best.
Mike Erickson of the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land say it's hard to compete with what other businesses are paying employees. Jill Adler, KSL News Radio.
Fire crews are continuing to make good progress on the Flatline fire. Last night, firefighters told us the fire is 30% contained. The fire is also smaller than first thought, having burned 25 acres. Crews hope to have full containment on the fire in the next day or so if the winds cooperate.
More children will be getting mental health services in Utah. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson explains.
A three-tiered approach to help families whose children struggle with mental illness begins with a phone number.
To provide that phone triage of, okay, what do we do now? What's the next step? What needs to happen?
Medical Director of Behavioral Health Services at Primary Children's Hospital, Lisa Giles, says second approach is a mobile response to give an up-close assessment.
And provide kind of that hands-on support to get through the crisis.
Third is in-home stabilization to Utah's western region, including Wasatch, Utah, and Juab counties.
For families that are struggling to access resources and need some additional in-home support for a period of time.
Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Crisis Line is 801-587-3000. You can also download the Safe UT app.
First look traffic, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
We start off in pretty good shape with I-15 rolling along into downtown Salt Lake City. Whether you're starting out to the north in Ogden or to the south in Provo, it's been pretty quiet going into the canyons early this morning. Traffic a little bit heavy on Bangor Highway right as you cross the 201 freeway and continue up towards the airport, but really nothing else beyond that right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
A Logan man says a dead bird he found on his property has tested positive for the bird flu. Here's KSL TV's Andrew Adams.
Turkey vultures, nearly three dozen of them. Jorgensen was told everywhere these critters draw could be a source of infection. And the advice on how to scare them away hasn't exactly worked.
Experts say letting the droppings dry and then sweeping them off is the best way to get rid of the danger. He says since the turkey vulture is a protected species, the birds can't be removed from his property.
There were some protests against the Granite School District last evening after an administrator was accused of calling a student a racial slur. KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer reports.
Protesters held signs outside Benyon Junior High where this incident happened last week. The district has put the administrator on leave while they investigate. In a statement, the district says they won't tolerate any use of derogatory language or racial slurs.
The protesters say they want to meet with the district to help them learn.
Eyes are on Georgia this morning as the state holds its Republican primary, which has split voters between the former president and former vice president. ABC's Mark Remillard explains.
Ahead of Georgia's primary on Tuesday, former President Trump and his former second-in-command, Mike Pence, are on opposite sides of the campaign trail. Former Vice President Pence campaigning for incumbent Governor Brian Kemp.
I am here to support Brian Kemp.
While Trump is backing challenger David Perdue.
It's something that we have to win. We want to win.
Trump blames Kemp for costing him the 2020 election. In audio, Trump could be heard pressuring Kemp to find him 11,000 votes to win the state, something Kemp refused. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.